Welcome to BT IndyCast. For the next hour, we're going to be discussing local and regional bands, solo artists, events coming to the area, and much, much more. BT IndyCast, the area's only resource for your independent music scene. One,
two, two.
Here we go. BT IndyCast episode 51. Can you believe it, Joe?
51. We made it past the halfway mark.
Of 100? Are we going to quit at 100?
I don't know. You know something I don't?
No one's told me anything. Well, what about this day? Dreary and rainy. And
I've been sleepy all day. Had a little cold earlier in the week. It's not made it any better.
I slept in today because we didn't get back in town till late last night, and got up and did a few things, and I was like, I'm ready to go back to bed.
Yeah, really.
Then I realized it was 5, you know, and I can't do that. But anyway, episode 51, we've got news, and we're going to talk about CDs. We're going to talk about Hillbilly Days, the band's coming to that, and all kinds of good things and bad things.
Got a little bit of new music to play. Well, it's old, but it's new to the show.
There you go. That's the way to sell it.
It's local boys, too.
Yeah.
Real local.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I didn't even know what you was talking about. I was just agreeing, but yeah, we do.
Them Floyd County Mullinses.
Oh, yeah. That's in relation representing to Floyd County there.
Yes.
Mullinses. Someone knocking?
No, that was me.
Oh.
I didn't know it either. I looked, too.
I thought right off the bat someone's going to knock on the door and talk
special
to us.
Special guest.
But, yeah, those mystery special guests that we don't have. I was going to put us in the old split screen, Joe, and instead I combined our pictures, and it was bad. But, I mean, you don't see the TV, the screen, do you?
I can barely see it.
Oh, yeah, from over here.
Yeah.
Are you in the chat room?
I'm not important enough yet to have the monitor over here.
Eventually we'll get you in there, buddy.
Yeah, I'm in the chat room, and looks like I'm the only one.
You know what? I was meaning to tell you the stats of last week's show, which, you know, it's not humongous stats, but I think it's still pretty good. 86 people downloaded the show after it was finished.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Just last week's show.
Right, I'm pleased with that.
Yeah, 86 people downloaded it, and the audio downloads were also down, but, you know, I think this pretty weather, people are like getting out.
And last week was good.
Yeah, it was good. So this show should be awesome because it's dreary. And
it's ugly out.
Yeah, but we had 200 and either 39 or 69 audio downloads.
That's I'm very pleased with that.
Yeah, I know. You're talking that's great. 400 total.
That's awesome.
So that's a good thing.
And you can definitely separate that. You're definitely separating that.
Yeah, yeah.
That is great.
Yeah, and a bunch, unfortunately, I shouldn't say that, but Tabor's video is the most popular video I have.
I can see that. That Tabor.
I tell you, what do you think he does? I had some Anderson Road videos on YouTube for like a year.
Yeah.
And I put that one up, and it's passed them in downloads. I mean,
he's got all of his teeny bopper friends at Pikeville.
That's what it is.
Over and over and over.
That's exactly right. It's all fake.
I know. All these girls that are running after him.
Don't say that. No. No, he doesn't have that going on.
Oh.
Hey, let's play some music, and then we'll get back to, let's play some music. Then I'll tell it. Why tell it when and then tell it again?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
I've played these guys before, and they didn't ring a bell to you, but they're an awesome band, and they're a mystery band because I can't find them anywhere. I googled and googled. Obviously, they're broken up. But
the one from Lexington, band from
Triple
Lexington.
Thick,
Triple Thick.
I googled them, and I found one picture from like 06 at some festival or something they were playing.
I didn't know they were that far. I thought they were relatively new.
Yeah, no, I don't even know how I got this demo. It appeared here one day, and it's got like 6 songs on it, and it just says Triple Thick Lexington demo. So I don't have any titles.
That might be their full band name. You might be Googling the wrong band name.
That's what it is. It's Triple Thick Lexington Demo. That's an odd name. But we're going to play one of their songs for you, and then we'll be right back. That's got to be called Sooner or Later. I mean, don't you think?
They're talking about going to the beach to see women, too, though.
Skinny dipping. And
is that what it, yeah.
But
I remember that now. That's groovy good, little, can't really categorize it.
I know. It's like Steely Dan to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's
but
good.
A little happier, but it's got that Steely Dan vibe.
That's a good
analogy.
Good feel for analogy. Yes, yes.
Well, what's the latest news going on in the life and times of the industry?
Rock photographer Jim Marshall passed away in his sleep last night.
Jim Marshall was the rock. I mean,
yeah.
He was called the rock photographer, but I mean, he photographed the rock movement, basically.
Yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, in the 60s. I mean, he caught the famous Flaming Guitar.
The thing, the Monterey Pop Festival.
At Monterey Pop. Jimi Hendrix, Flaming Guitar. He caught that. That's like his most famous image, they say. And the Johnny Cash flipping the bird at wherever that was. I can't remember now. He photographed the last concert of the Beatles at San Francisco.
Did he know? Did people know that was the last concert?
I think so, yeah. All the awesome. Oh, yeah, you brought this up. I didn't know this. The face of Woodstock.
Yeah.
He was the photographer at Woodstock.
Yeah, he, like, almost basically every picture you've ever seen of Janis Joplin, he took that picture.
Yeah.
He took pictures of all those guys, Sly and Family Stone, Jim Morrison, Hendrix, Janis Joplin, the band, all those guys.
Yep.
He took them all.
It listed them all. I mean,
it's hundreds and hundreds.
Yeah, he's the rock photographer. Oh, and I think he took the famous Fillmore East cover of the Allman Brothers in the alley.
Sitting on the road cases
in the alley. I think he did that. I'm not positive on that.
Isn't it weird that we're in a time where we know when rock and roll started, and it's almost tangible for us. I mean, it was that, you know, a few years ago in the scheme of things.
Right, right.
And so we know the foundational part of rock and roll and the people who started and those people, and they're getting that old now.
Yeah, I know.
And they're dying.
And we're seeing them fade away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, rock and roll obviously lives on, and it's branched out until it's, you know, crazy. But, you know, it's like classical music. We don't have, it's out of touch with us. We have the history of it.
Right.
But we know, and, you know, somebody's going to laugh that I even say this, but we knew and can watch the Mozarts of our time, the Beethovens, you know, because Hendrix.
Right.
And that kind of thing.
Right, you're right.
I don't know what that
Seven.
Was.
Is that ghost again?
It's the ghost. But it's kind of sad, you know. I was watching, not to jump subject, but I was watching Jimmy Page, Robert Plant. I was watching Robert Plant on TV the other night, and I'm thinking, this guy's like 63, you know?
Yeah, I know.
And he was still rocking. It was pretty good stuff. Right. But, yeah, those people that started all, the first photographers and the first people, you know, 8mm, you know, film, all these vintage footage, they're fading away.
Some of the big concert promoters of the 60s that got the rock movement going, they're, you know, the last 5-10 years, they're starting to fade.
Yeah, it's pretty wild to think about that. But thank goodness we've got it all recorded in history.
On tape.
On tape and digitized now, and it'll be in our brain.
And think of all the stuff that's never been released, of all these bands we got archives. And
what about what about the new Hendrix album coming
out?
That's crazy.
30-some years later. Have you heard any of it?
No.
They've got a single.
I keep forgetting about it.
I was at Walmart. And just glanced over and saw that it said Valleys of Neptune. Is that what it's called?
Wait, is it out?
Well, yeah, it's out. But it said $1.99. I went, wait a minute. No way. And I looked, it was one song. It was a single.
Well, they're really going to bleed this, ain't they? They're going to be like selling a single.
I know. Yeah. I hadn't seen a single CD in 10 years. Yeah.
I have to say, I'm going to buy the CD, though.
Yeah, I will eventually. Yeah, I haven't yet. But
I didn't realize it was already out, to be honest.
Last Tuesday, maybe two Tuesdays ago.
We probably reported on it, and I still
don't
know.
We did. We talked about it.
I'm an idiot. But, yeah, Hendrix, I mean, that's crazy. You know, and I say this every time. This is my one little bit of info, but he only released three albums.
I know.
He only released three albums. 40 years later, we're still getting material.
Yeah.
And, you know, as a guitarist, yes, he wasn't, you know, there's these technicians that, you know, just crucify him and say, you know, this and that. But he started everything, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
What he did, no one else was doing in the world.
Yeah, he's the beginner of, I mean,
yeah.
We've went on and on about this before.
We can and we will next week, probably.
Probably.
But anyway, Jim Marshall, I hope he got
74.
That's too young, really.
Yeah.
When Burt Reynolds is that age, still making movies, you know, this guy. But, you know, I hope he got paid good for all those. I hope he,
really.
If he got a, you know, it's like the saying, if he got a dollar for every time those pictures were shown.
Oh, man.
Lordy day.
You would think and hope that his family and yeah. children and grandchildren are set.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like
we Rolling said, Stones, too. I mean, Rolling all Stones. Those killer Rolling yeah. Stones footage. He took every yeah. bit of that stuff.
Yep.
How did he get in that? He just, somebody liked him. And
somebody, he's come on in, somebody Jim. Did. I mean, the only one backstage at Woodstock. I mean, yeah. I could be totally wrong on that, but I know he was one of the only ones
yeah.
that had some of the credentials he had to go certain places.
Yeah.
I'm sure there were other photographers at Woodstock, but
Jim Marshall passes away. Thank goodness we got all his pictures though, and we will remember all those awesome, you know, and it'll be lore in 50 years, you know.
Yeah.
It'll just be just magical.
It'll be up in galleries for like $6,000.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, that'll be, yeah. What he did is going to be around
probably
for hundreds
is.
Of years. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, let's crank out a tune in honor of Jim Marshall. This is another Lexington guy, Brian Himes. This is a great song, and we're going to jam this out, and we'll be right back. And we will talk about a few things coming to the area. Maybe we'll hit on Hillbilly Days. And this is Brian Himes, Cold as a Machine.
Gonna ease your mind. Everybody of a race and color. Everybody got to love one another. Everybody of a race and color. Everybody got to love one another. Everybody of a race and color. Everybody got to love. You got to love. You got to love one another.
Sing it, Brian. Brian Himes, Cold as a Machine. That's good stuff.
Another one from Lexington.
Yeah, two guys. You know, it's a you can find good music. I know people want to dog Lexington sometimes. You can find good music in Lexington if you go out and look for it.
Yeah, when I was in school down there and doing some audio stuff here and there, there's some good acoustic singer-songwriter stuff. This was, you know, 6 years ago. You know, I don't know if it's still like that, but a couple of little clubs had the good singer-songwriter stuff. Acoustic, you know, joints.
I hated to see the Dame finally close down officially, but there's always new ones coming up, like Busters.
Busters is kicking pretty good.
They're doing good. I hope to goodness they have all their what's that saying, all their I's crossed and their T's dotted. No, wait, that's backwards. But, I mean, I hope they can stay in business.
All their one in a row, eggs in a row.
Ducks in a
ducks
row.
Ducks in a row. Put all your ducks in one basket.
Hand in a something's worth two in the bush. I don't know.
Kill two birds with one stone.
But anyway, I hope they keep everything going and keep bringing in good music.
I think I talked about this 2 or 3 weeks ago. I went to the Orange Peel in Asheville.
Yeah.
And Buster's is very similar to the Orange Peel.
That's cool.
The Orange Peel is nice. It's looked like they've kind of, tried to take off from the Orange Peel. You know, it's got the big fan in the center, you know, the big
like they, the warehouse. They visited it or something and saw it and was like, yeah, we need to do that.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that because I think they're doing a good job down there at Buster's. I have to recommend them. And speaking of Buster's, Drive-By Truckers are going to be down there.
2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, April 10th. Drive-By Truckers with Langhorn Slim. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I don't know.
$20 we'll ticket, $23 at the door, I guess. You know that if you've watched this show more than 3 times, you know I'm a big fan of Drive-By. So.
Hey, I have some cool news that I had no clue about.
Lay it on me.
Neil Young is going to be playing at the Palace Theater in Louisville.
What?
In April or May. And this is the first time Neil Young full show in 25 years in Kentucky.
Wow.
They said he played at Farm Aid in 95 in Louisville, but it wasn't a full Neil Young set.
Like an acoustic with Pearl Jam or something stupid.
Right. But Palace.
Farm Aid was in Louisville?
That's what I said. I didn't know that.
I figured it was in Georgia or something.
Well, it rotates, but I never knew it was in Kentucky.
No. I think I felt like I would have wanted to go, but 95.
Yeah.
I was an adult.
Yeah, you were. Yeah.
Hey, now.
You were, you know, what, 40? 40?
Kicking fairly high. Is that what would you say? 40? Good Lord. 95. I don't want to know how old I was in 95, but
I can.
We don't need to do the math. That's fine.
I know how old I was.
Let's not talk about it. Okay. Was you in college?
No, not even close.
Well,
barely in high school.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Well, anyway,
I need to look up that date to when he's going to be at the Palace.
Buster, though, if you're a fan of Drive-By Truckers, definitely need to go check them out. And Henry Rollins is going to be there at Buster's.
I think Galactic, too.
Oh, my God.
I think.
I need to watch. I want to go watch. Seriously, I want to watch Galactic more than the Drive-By Truckers.
Really?
Well, because the Drive-By lost that guitarist. And
that
bums me out.
That hurt him. Galactic's drummer we've talked about before is just
April 13th, phenomenal. Galactic, with special guest Cyril Neville or something.
Oh, that's some Neville people from New Orleans. There's about 50 of them.
Cyril Neville and Corey Henry. Those are weird names. Yeah, they're here. The drummer. Well, all the Galactic's awesome. Their drummer is funky, ain't he?
It's, I just never remembered it's Cyril Neville.
Oh, Cyril.
I saw him on Wood Songs.
Well,
there were Wood Songs, Old Time Radio.
Oh, I love that. And now, whoa. But anyway, that's good. You know, Drive-By's got a new album out, too, and it's getting like 4 and 5 stars.
It's, yeah, I read it's called
the review. The big to-do.
Hey, a guy I'm a big fan of, Jacob Dylan.
I love
Jacob. His new album's coming out.
Jacob Dylan, excuse me, son of Bob Dylan.
I'm like Wallflowers. Right, I'm loving his single stuff, his
solo
stuff.
Yeah.
Better than Wallflowers. But anyways, he's doing 3 dates in Kentucky in April. Covington, really? April 10th, and then April 12th and 13th in Louisville. 2 nights in a row in Louisville. And I'm a huge fan of Jacob Dylan, and his new CD comes out real soon.
That's cool that he's not playing in the, you know, he had critical and mainstream success there with an album or two, one headlight and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But then he struggled. He's back down to, he's just, you know, playing in the Madison Theater and stuff. And
Madison Theater, the one in Louisville. I don't remember it. I don't remember where that in Louisville, 2 nights in a row.
Like Brown or something?
Maybe the Brown, yeah.
That's definitely be a great concert to go to. And something a little bit different, you know what I mean? That'd
right.
be cool.
It's, and he usually has Audley Freed with him.
Well, well, that just knocked it up about 3 notches.
That took it up a notch right there.
Audley Freed, guitarist for the Black Crowes and
former Black Crowes. He's been with Peter Frampton lately.
Yeah, and what was his first band?
Cry of Love.
Cry of Love. Awesome.
Rock and Roll.
Awesome. Yep. You know, their vocalist is dated. And that's a bummer because it sounds like early 90s.
Yeah.
I feel like, other than that, those albums hold up. Like, I jam them all the time.
Actually, Cry of Love's bass player from the 90s when they were together is now playing bass for Lynyrd Skynyrd.
That's weird and awesome. Well, you know, the bass player was the singer.
Okay. Is that right?
Well, in certain renditions, you know, depending
on.
Yeah. So maybe it's the singer / bass player, and they've got an awesome background vocalist, too.
Yeah. Yeah, he's playing bass.
That is cool. Yeah,
I don't know how many bass players Cry of Love had, but he was at one time Cry of Love bass player. He's with Lynyrd Skynyrd now.
I've got, there's some weird YouTube footage of the singer playing bass is the reason I know that, but most that I've ever seen, he wasn't. So
I saw Audley Freed with, remember the Screaming Cheetah Wheelies?
Yeah, yeah.
What was the lead singer's name? Mike something.
Yeah, but did
Ferris, Mike Ferris.
Yeah.
I saw Mike Ferris and Audley Freed, just a harmonica and a guitar in a little bitty club in Lexington. I mean, I was from me to you from Audley.
Mike Ferris, too, by
and
the
he
way.
Can scream.
Vocals,
yes,
man.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You know, he's in the Christian market now.
Yeah, that was right when he was kind of in between, and him and Audley did a little tour and little bitty club. In Lexington, just him singing and playing harmonica and Audley on acoustic, and then he brought a little bitty amp and would plug in with his Tele, yellow Telecaster.
Oh my God!
And it was good. I got Audley's autograph on Black Crowes CD.
Now see, that's the kind of bootleg tape that I would love to have because that's rare and
right, yeah,
and awesome.
Yeah, Mike Ferris is kicking around in Nashville. With the Christian rock stuff.
Yeah, doing his own under his name, you know, just Mike Ferris.
Yeah.
I actually have his album. It's awesome. It's a little bit weird. You know, I think he goes a little bit too much on his own voice. I mean, he wants to, you know, it's like try to make it like a saxophone or something, you know, and make it be an instrument and take solos. But it's awesome. I for some reason, too, I have his rider and everything. I don't know why. He plays keyboards, too.
Trying to book him somewhere?
I don't know. I just probably something's come up and. But, yeah, that's good stuff. It's weird how, you know, that 6 degrees of separation thing, you know.
Yeah.
You see these different people. And see there, you know, there's another awesome thing. You saw that in Lexington, did you say?
Yeah. Yes, I was back in college.
Very
it's
cool.
6 or 7 years ago.
God, was it that long ago?
Me and the Brett Bentley.
Brett Bentley.
Yes.
Hey, we'll get back with Hillbilly Days here in a second. We're not getting back with it. We're actually going to get to it. But I'm going to play another song, and then we'll do that. This is an independent artist, but not local, but a friend of mine, a band called Jacob Stone from Wisconsin. And great band. They were on the same label I was on, and you know how the label books you at these little the same venues, so you're always showing up at the same places and running into each other. We became real good friends with them, and these guys were super creative and awesome. And they just teetered on making it crazy big time. They had an avenue. They were on Dawson's Creek, and their songs were.
Oh yeah, I remember you talking about
a couple of those kind of things. But anyway, I just wanted to. I pulled this out of the archive, kind of. But it's not the archive of the week song. So archive.org. But this
song of the week.
Something
week song.
But this is the band Jacob Stone. Definitely worth checking out if you ever run into a Jacob Stone CD. This is a great song. Track one off of their latest CD. It's called Prince of the City. We'll be right back.
I'm the prince of the city. No one hears, I'm singing today. The pale rain's a drunk one. The mist falls, a voice cries away,
Jacob Stone, Prince of the City. Good stuff. Well, Joe, Yo. Look what just happened.
I know. It's a mystery guest just pop in all the time.
Shane just came in. How you doing, Shane?
Hey, how's it going, guys? How is everybody?
We're doing. What is it you say, Joe? Kicking fairly high?
Kicking fairly high.
Hey, all right.
Shane was lucky enough to get the headphones. It only works in one side, I believe.
Yes, and it's in my bad ear.
Flip it around. The headphones, not your ear. Hey, this ain't right, Shane.
What's that? I know.
We have like the same shirts and everything.
What's going on?
Oh, man.
If I wasn't bald, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, if I didn't have a good wigologist. But, yeah, Jacob Stone, a great indie band. See, we not only play local, but we play good indie music from all over.
We're all about the indies, not the Indians, but the indies.
We like Indians, too.
All kinds of them.
Yeah.
Jacob Stone was a great band, though. We did a few shows with those guys. They have a great vibe.
They do. Bunch of hippies. They burn incense the whole concert.
Good. That's good stuff.
They set a good mood.
Let's talk about Hillbilly Days. That's, you know, I don't want to bring up all the other stuff. You know, I'm not going to talk about, you know, who and the other guy, these other arenas. We've talked about
you know
them too
who
much.
And what's his name.
Right, and what's her face.
Yeah.
But we do have a good lineup for Hillbilly Days. April 15th, 16th, and 17th. I've got 20 bands booked. It's crazy.
Is that the most ever?
The most ever. There were so many people wanting to book, I actually shortened everybody's set from an hour to 45 minutes and got in more bands, which I think in the big scheme of things is better.
Absolutely.
And quick hitting.
Right. And the acoustic guys, I cut them to 30 minutes. Because who really wants to hear an hour?
It's always good cutting the acoustic guys. Bless their hearts.
But Thursday, we got starting off, you know, all times an artist subject to change without notice. Let me say that.
Thank you for the promo.
Starting out Thursday, Little Queen, which is actually the same band as the White Buffalo Band, which plays at the Top of the Inn every week. Supposedly a hard-hitting, awesome band, female singer. Actually, did you play Apple Days with
me?
Sure
did. They came on right after us, actually.
Yeah, the female. Yeah, doing the Janis Joplin stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing at 6.
Doesn't one of the band members or something work for the YMT or something?
I do not know that.
No,
that could be totally wrong.
Well, I know.
That could be totally wrong. I think I heard it somewhere.
Well, Little Queen is playing, starting off. Then I've got Plethora playing at 7. I haven't told them that yet. They were in the studio rehearsing today. Band Crossfire, used to be the bass player for the old bass player for Southern Storm. Brandon something, his band. Great. He's a great vocalist, and
really?
They have a great repertoire or whatever. You know, they do some killer.
I've never heard him sing.
He's good. Good band. Or it was last year. Could be crap this year, though. And then J.D. Hall. No. A band from Ashland. Andrew Klein, the guy who works with Dan Howard.
Yeah.
His band's playing.
Oh, that'll be cool.
They're going to drive in, and they do a great, weird collection of good 70s.
I don't think
rock
I've ever heard their band, but
he's supposedly an awesome drummer.
Really?
Yeah. So
I didn't see that coming.
Countless regrets. They'll be they'll be coming in, and then J.D. Hall, his band is going to close that thing out. Wretched Divine.
It's J.D. He's the drummer.
Drummer
right?
guy.
Okay.
This is his rock band, not his metal band.
Ah, good.
No metal. We don't do metal.
No metal and no what else?
That's about it.
That's about it.
I want to say
rap.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
But we just don't do metal. Every time we've ever tried to do metal bands, it just doesn't work out. They trash the place, break a mic, cuss real bad, trying to be cool, you know.
Golly.
I hate
it. What is it about them?
They're the exact opposite of cool.
And they're not what the Expo wants to portray on their stage.
Yeah, I agree.
But anyway, they're going to be playing Thursday, Friday. I'm just going to go ahead and hit all 20 of them. Friday, acoustic JT Daubry is playing. Don't know much about him. He sent me a demo. Pretty good original music, so I put him on for 30 minutes. Jeremy Lucas, buddy of mine, is playing. Good singer. After that, Jeremy Dempsey.
Jeremy
we'll
Dempsey.
See if he shows.
See if he's coming.
Then the one and only Carrier family is going to be playing.
Carrier
taking
family.
Taking the stage. After that, the Big Sandy Singers. It's exactly. A little family.
Two local cult bands.
Yeah.
Families.
Know, it's a
groups.
It'll be our little Branson moment, you know.
And there, yeah, that's it.
Two hours of good stuff like that. After that, Richard Sexton's son's band, Prodigy, is going to be playing.
Colt, is that his name?
I don't know.
I think that's his name. But I know who you're talking about.
Right.
Sounds familiar.
This, Shane, will make you realize how old we are.
Oh, no.
After that, Carter Caldwell's daughter's band is playing.
Oh, my God.
A guy he went to school with, his daughter's band is playing.
Oh, my God. You know, I was actually like a grade ahead of that guy.
Well, Shanda Renee Caldwell is playing. After that, it gets crazy. The Hard Quartet is going to play.
With the horn section.
With the horn section.
That's what we talked about.
Hey, it's going to be awesome. Brandon Coleman and his buddies are going to be playing. And that's at dusk, it's going to start getting funky and dark.
Yeah.
After that, Beck and Kevin are going to rock out with a little set.
That'll be cool.
If things work out right and the schedule is the way I'm thinking, after Beck and Kevin, Plethora is going to bust out one or two in the
really?
Dark. I in promised them some lights.
In the dark? You mean you're going to have lights on them or not?
I promised I would keep it in the dark. No, I don't. But, and then Anderson Road will be coming out of retirement. Doing their three shows this year.
First show of the tour.
We're the new Adam again.
Yeah, that's it. Nobody got that show. But me. But we're going to play. We've been working, you know, if the planets would align and the moon would shine bright and, you know, babies would be born and I don't know. You know, we have an album's worth of new material that is awesome. If it could just get pulled together. And actually today was the day we were going to rehearse, but the show happened and we got to keep the show going and we can rehearse later this week, you know.
Yes. The show.
But we're going to play, we're going to close it out Friday night. And Saturday, Eric Madden, one of Tabor's buddies, awesome little fella. Who does he sound like? Can love Ryan Adams.
Really?
Yeah, he's an acoustic guy doing that. After that, Brett Bentley's dad, Kenny Bentley's band, Highway 23, is going to be playing.
Yeah,
Highway 23.
With James Whited and...
Jim Whited.
Jim Whited, I mean. And James is always
James probably,
too.
Yeah.
Tony, the whole pile.
Tony played with him,
yeah.
Too.
And a female singer from, Whitesburg.
Yeah, yeah.
Supposed to be a great singer.
Yep.
They're going to be playing. It just worked out till, man, Highway 23 and Tim Michaels have the primo spot for Saturday. But it's not about. I want the stage at Hillbilly Days to be the best for Hillbilly Days. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's parade time. The biggest general crowd's going to be there. So Highway 23 is going to play that classic country music. And then after them, Tim Michaels is going to come out, do his
show.
Thing. Yeah. And after that, it's up in the air a little bit. There could be a band, White House, they could be playing, or a version of White House. I don't know yet. After that, Kevin Harmon's going to be out doing an acoustic set. And he's going to be opening up for the Grascals, which is, I've mentioned this before, but it's real cool that they're going to come out and do a set on our stage before they go in and open up for Hank.
Yep.
That is
so,
very cool.
Yeah, so they're going to be playing around 5:15, and they're going to play for 45 minutes, and the radio's going to be there and do a little promo stuff.
Nice.
And I have to say the stage is sponsored by Hawkeye Contracting and Right Way Ready Mix. They were nice enough to foot the bill.
Those are dandy sponsors.
Thanks, guys.
Dandy sponsors.
Dandy sponsors. All the audio and lighting is provided by BT Media Group. You can check it out at btmediagroup.com. But I think Hillbilly Days is going to be fun. I hope the weather's good. I'm ready to just crank it out and have a good old time.
Will be good.
Yeah.
Food is
what it
good.
Is.
It's
I want an elephant ear. Where's Brian or whoever was in the chat room trying to correct me?
I think it was Epling.
Epling. But, it'll
and
be fun.
What was it? We were... Gyro or Hiro or Hero.
I always said gyro.
I did too.
That's the one pronunciation I know is wrong.
Gyro? Is it not, really?
Yeah, it's either gyro or hero. And see, I looked it up, pronounced, and then it's like in Jewish or something.
That's in Jewish.
It's in Greek.
Hebrew?
It's in Greek. It's actually a Greek word. But I was hoping for. Oh, I know what I'll do while we're talking here. What else we got going on? What else news you got to lay on us there?
We're always talking about Derek Trucks, of course.
Oh yeah, yeah.
New Derek Trucks band, new live album coming out.
Nice. A double CD
double CD. Yeah.
And it's all it's kind of a, it's not a rip off by no stretch, but it's a collection of the best. Well, it's best
from 2009.
Yeah, from 2009.
From 2009.
That's gonna be great
because they're on their hiatus.
Hiatus. Yeah, I mean, they might never play again.
Let's not talk that way.
As the Derek Trucks Band.
Yeah, no, it's not.
I don't want to think about that.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it right now.
Next.
Oh, wait. Wait, guys, listen. I just went to dictionary.com and looked up the word, and it's going to say it for us, and I think we'll be able to hear it.
Let's hear it.
Gyro.
Oh! Touchdown.
No way! Are you?
Gyro.
That's going to be in every show right there.
Yes.
No way.
They should be a sponsor now.
No way. Let's see the definition. Oh, wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
Gyro.
Well, what the heck?
Gyro.
Is it?
We don't know what to say. That is the pronunciation. Meat, usually lamb, roasted on a vertical spit, topped with onions.
Well, what does
served
the other
as
say?
A sandwich. Huh?
The one that says gyro. What's the definition of it, though?
It doesn't get. It says independent use of. It doesn't say. That's for gyroscope. Like gyroscope.
What?
That's the pronunciation for like gyroscope. Like gyro meaning the definition of to jive.
To jive.
But
so
this,
what about the food?
The food one is?
Gyro.
Gyro.
Gyro. That was still closer than gyro or hero.
No, hero's pretty close. Gyro. Well, now we know, and
Gyro.
We're all about spreading cultural references on
absolutely
the IndyCast. You never know if you tune in what you're going to learn.
So that was pretty good. Now I'm thinking, how am I going to? What other word can I look up and let it pronounce for us?
IndyCast word of the week.
Anytime from now on, anytime that we have a dispute on any word,
that's what we're doing.
Dictionary.com is going to tell us. Oh my God, that's too funny. I'm done from that. And
Strike up the band.
Yeah, let's play some music. I think it's you know what? We need a drum roll sound here so we can say. I think it's time for the.
Archive.org.
Yeah, the archive.org song of the week.
We've got a drummer in the room here.
Just don't have a snare.
Where?
Shane, you know any good drummers?
No. Hey, wait, real quick. I heard a great joke. You want to hear it?
Is it clean?
Yes.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me put the camera on you. Okay.
Okay. How do you know when there's a drummer at your door? The knock speeds up.
Oh, that's good.
Just had to share that.
That's a
great.
Good one.
That's just wrong and so true.
Yeah, yes. That's what's funny.
Here, we know all these, so don't answer this.
Okay.
How do you get a guitarist to quit playing?
Order a pizza.
Show him sheet music. No, that is how do you get a bass player to leave your house?
Pay him for the pizza.
Yeah. Well, I've heard it's
very
pick a musical instrument, and I've heard that joke. Yeah. Order a pizza.
What's the difference between a drummer and a pizza? A pizza can feed a family of five.
A drummer can't feed a family of two.
Okay, I'm done.
Oh man, who we got for? We search tirelessly. We search endlessly. Look through all 70,000 concerts to find the absolute best song.
I've been up for 72 straight hours
to find the best song for the archive.org song of the week. For those of you who don't know. archive.org is the place to go and download. They need to sponsor this show, by the way, but it's the place to go. They have over 70,000 complete concerts that you can peruse through and download freely and burn a CD and listen to.
And 63,000 of them are Grateful Dead.
Unfortunately, yes. 98% is Grateful Dead, but the other,
there's a lot of stuff, yeah. Cool stuff.
All the bands that I love, just about, without fail, is on archive.org. So go to archive.org and just do a search and find. You have to. It's kind of tricky. It's not too good of a site to find. But go there. Do a search for Allman Brothers, Derek Trucks, North Mississippi, Rose Hill Drive,
nice.
And you'll just have all these awesome concerts.
That McGee band. What was it?
I'm free.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
They're great.
I'm always outnumbered. Humphrey McGee.
Well, let's go ahead and play. We're only going to play a section of this because we're running out of time, and I believe
and
this song is 17 minutes long.
No.
But this is by the artist Mo, and this is a song called Opium.
And I believe this one is from the Warren Haynes Christmas Jam last December.
Very cool. Well, this is the Archive Song of the Week by Mo. This is Opium. check it out. You know one thing we can't do, Shane?
What's that?
We can't play a 17-minute song when we've got 5 minutes left on the show.
You know, it just doesn't add up.
Just speed it up.
Oh, man. Hey, let me hit on a few things that we always talk about. If you want to email us a song or comment, a death threat, whatever you want to do is fine. Email us at tubefi, T-U-B-E-F-I, @gmail.com, and we will check out your emails, and we'll definitely listen to your music. Love to play it.
Well, hey, you know what we need to do?
What's that?
You know, like Letterman does? David Letterman?
Crazy emails. we didn't know who Letterman was.
Letterman who?
David Martin Letterman.
You know he has that show on?
Yeah. Oh.
It's pretty good.
But what do we need to do?
Show the email, you know, like answer the stupid emails, you know. Oh. And they block out the email address.
That would be cool.
If somebody would email us.
Save us from the work, please.
But if you want to check out this show, obviously you're watching it right now, but for those who download it later and you want to watch more of the shows, because I have to say this because, Joe, these shows are RSS'd to other podcast directories, so somebody might not know. So anyway, go to btmg.tv, and that is where you find all the video that we do. Bobby Bridgman's Country Cast is on there, all of her episodes. Be sure, if you're a fan of country and alt country, southern rock, folk, bluegrass, all that, go and check out Bobby's show. It's new every Monday, Monday-ish. And the big site, btmediagroup.com, there's kind of the epicenter of everything, all the stupid stuff that we do. So you can go check all that out. And you never know what's going to happen. Somebody might walk in and be on the show. So
hey. 2 weeks in a row, we've had a surprise guest.
And man, if you like me, send an email and maybe I'll come back. Write me in, guys. Write me in.
He's wanting to get in.
Yeah.
And special guest, returning, Shane Mullins.
I can be the Andy to your guys' Conan. You know what I'm saying?
Oh! That's awesome. You Would you wear a tie?
Put me a chair over to the side, you know, a camera, and just every now and then I'll... Just,